Victoria, good morning to you.
Good morning, Terry and Aaron. Hi there. Yeah, I just thought I'd ring in. I'm a health professional who works in the area, so I just wanted to phone in and just put my two cents worth in. For me, I see people who smoke cannabis day in, day out, and so it comes back to a health issue, and look at it as a health issue. And ask the question, does it cause harm? And yes, it does. It causes, you know, not only mental health, physical harm, also a lot of social harm. So coming from that point of view, I can't see any benefits from legalising it. And I think that the way that it's been advertised and, you know, through the media has just really muddied the issue, you know, about this referendum. It is recreational cannabis, should be legalised. And that's it. It's nothing to do with medicinal. It's nothing to do with access. We know, I work frontline, we know that our tangata paeora don't get prosecuted for, you know, having cannabis on them. And that's not going to change, but it is harming them. I mean, I see people who have only used cannabis and they've got psychosis and, you know, long-term permanent damage. At the least, we know that cannabis is a demotivator, at the very least. So I see people right through the spectrum on a daily basis and, you know, I journey with those people. And I think as a health professional, you know, we are there to actually advocate and support these people. So I'm a no vote all the way based on that.
I can totally understand that because it's like, I remember when we were talking about the decriminalisation of prostitution and a woman came in and she said, all men use prostitutes. She said, so, you know, every married man I know uses a prostitute. And she was one. And I'm like, but of course, you're not going to see the married men who don't, are you?
Yes.
And it's kind of like you're only going to see the very worst cases. And thank God you do what you do.
Yes.
But you're not going to see the healthy, responsible, successful, motivated professionals who do have the occasional smoke.
Yes, I realise that. And in terms of the prostitution, when that, you know, we also deal with, I see a lot of prostitutes also who, and none of them have said that through legalisation they are any better off. You know, there's still the abuse that happens, the exploitation that happens. So,
okay.
You know, I just think our you know, responsible attitude is to look at it as a health issue. Bring it back to that. You know, it is damaging. It is harmful. And I know in the area I live with alcohol, you know, it's not able to be regulated in the free market where there's a market for it. It's there. I live in a community where the school put in a submission against alcohol because we had three alcohol outlets and they said it's damaging our tangata paeora. What the council said, that it's a free market, it went in there. The same thing's going to happen with cannabis.
I can totally understand your concerns. And you can see why Victoria would think like that, can't you, Aaron?
Well, I think what also Victoria is pointing towards is what the future looks like. Because we know that young people are that much more likely to develop mental health problems, psychosis, anxiety, depression, much more likely to become addicted. We just have to think, just kind of scaling this up. Now in California, 29% of 18 to 25-year-olds are regular users. In Canada, it's now up around the 30% mark of 18 to 25-year-olds. So in this critical period where you shouldn't use, we're seeing increasing numbers. Now, over time, they're going to become people who develop mental health problems that we'll have to deal with. So our mental health system is not prepared for the influx of people who are going to be newly addicted, and behind them, all the kind of the lesser harms, the people who don't get jobs, the people who don't live out their dreams, the damage that is going to be caused will be felt not next week, not next year, but it certainly will be felt 5 years, 10 years from now.
Quick one from you, Tiger.
Good day, Terry. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Grand. We've spoken before. We're friends with John Michelle. I founded the Hemp Foundation, wrote New Zealand's first course for doctors. I've taught 700 doctors about the human cannabinoid system, and I'm launching the world's first biology course for high school students on the human cannabinoid system in November at the National Science Conference. And I've heard so much misinformation on this show from Aaron that I'm really disheartened. So I guess the question is, why is cannabis medical? We had Aqualis just on there. Why can't we grow hemp? Why aren't we allowed to grow cannabis? It's because $890 billion of medicines target the human cannabinoid system. At the end of the day, it's anti-competitive practices and fraudulent marketing. Aaron just talks about THC. He misrepresented CBD and says that it hasn't gone up. He talks about the University of Mississippi as providing all the evidence. The University of Mississippi does terrible, terrible work for the federal government defending the pharmaceutical industry from competition. Nothing they do can be trusted. Cannabigerol, CBD, these are all the valuable things, and THC is the red herring that's being used to frighten people away from this once-in-a-hundred-year opportunity to reclaim a powerful garden remedy. So the question for Aaron is, why can't we grow hemp, Aaron? Why can't every citizen of this country grow CBD-rich hemp in their garden to treat their pain, their anxiety, their cancer, their, you know, their chronic conditions?
Okay.
Why can't we grow hemp?
We'll give him a chance to answer because we are running out of time. Thank you, Tiger.
Well, the answer is that when it comes to medicine, regulation and testing is critical, because nobody can tell you exactly what's in your plant. And THC is not a red herring. It's exactly what this referendum is about, the right to get high. It's a recreational referendum, not a medicinal one. So, again, it's this misdirect by the Yes campaign to say, oh, this is about medicinal, this is about people growing medicine. No, it's not. This is about people growing a plant to get high. And that is what we are opposing, because that's the part of the plant that causes the mental health problems. Now, as for the supposed cure-all that CBD is, sounds like the old snake oil salesman here, claiming a lot of benefits that, frankly, the science doesn't back up. So I point you towards the article in the New Zealand Medical Journal that said that most of those medical claims are well overstated. There are really only two things that we know for sure that CBD helps with. It helps with nausea if you're having chemotherapy. It helps with spasms for those who have multiple sclerosis. Any other benefit you hear talked about, the jury is out. Some studies are saying some benefit, some are saying none. And the ultimate effect is that the doctors are saying this is too soon for us to know just how beneficial this really is. So the answer is, let's not grow a plant that we don't really know about. But what we do know is that the THC part is going to destroy the lives of the young people who take it.
Thank you very much for your time. That is Aaron Ironside from the Say Nope to Dope campaign.